Time now to talk to Brad Davidson. Oh, geez, we must have some listeners out there that are very, very happy with Bradley. Terry and I are certainly happy with you. Well done yesterday, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for that. Yeah, it was a nice day to get Almahiri home and Classic Legend. Unfortunately, I thought we were going to get that. The treble, they were all stamped, loomed up on the turn at the big odds and then just knocked up the last 200 metres, unfortunately.
Well, I was actually sitting after we played the Pro-Am yesterday. I was sitting at a table and just started to talk to this young man, and he started to tell me how much he follows you.
Big fans,
he's a big fan of you. And he said you've won him plenty of money lately.
Oh, that's good. It's been a nice run. But as I say, after a nice run, there's always ups and downs. So I'm sure we'll have a few downs on the way as well.
That's the nature of the game, isn't it? Happy Clapper, arguably the second best galloper in the country, mate.
Yeah, announced as the first wild card for the All-Star Mile this morning. So no surprises there. He's terrific return on the weekend, wasn't it? Running second to the great Mayor Winks in the Apollo. So, he's the first to be announced there. I'm guessing we'll hear a few more in the coming weeks. Elise, you'd expect to be another.
This Classic Legend, we saw it win yesterday. It looks to be pretty good. Bright future.
Yeah, definitely. Look, he broke 33 seconds his last 600 there on a soft track.
Wow.
And he did it probably 70% fit, to be honest. You know, looking at him in the yard, Lizzie Gell said there's a lot of improvement to come, and he only had the one soft trial coming in. And even Les said when he was walking back after the race, I said, gee, you've got a nice one here. He goes, imagine what he can do when he's fit. So whether he stays in Australia or not, I'm not 100% sure, but I think the plan is to keep him here short-term anyway. I know the owners obviously sent horses over to Hong Kong to race there. So hopefully he stays in Australia for a while yet, because if he does, I think he's a group horse at least, and just how far he goes remains to be seen.
Mate, what's happened with Scholes? So it's scratched from the Oakley plate.
Yeah, scratched from the Oakley plate. There was something come through yesterday basically saying her blood picture just wasn't 100% right, so they're not taking any risk with the very classy mare. So they scratched her. She had 57 kilos in the Oakley plate. So we'll wait to hear more there on the plans for her. Hopefully it's only a small little setback there, and they can get back on board, and we'll see what the race is in the next couple of weeks.
We've got rain coming down here. I know you've had a fair bit of rain in Sydney as well, Brad, and let's hope there's no rain Friday night for the final Canterbury meeting. It's been a fantastic sort of innovation. I know we've had it for a few years now, but it's gone well again this season.
Yeah, it has. It's been outstanding. There's had huge crowds out there. We've had a couple of tricky nights of weather. We've had a couple of storms come through, which have made a couple of the Friday nights a bit difficult, but hopefully it's a cracking end to it. But if you haven't been this season, get out there, because it is outstanding with all the food stalls. There's a host of activities for the kids, free entry, and it's a great little setup to take the kids there on a Friday night. They've got 1,000 things for them to do, and you can grab a nice bit of food, enjoy some races, and enjoy a cold one as well if you want.
Well, we're going to put you up on the spot now, Brad, and you'll have plenty of pressure on you this morning after those selections yesterday. Now, they're running at Hawkesbury today. What's your best bet? What do you like?
Yeah, I like race 7, number 8, Chief Kidder. I know he's got a poor winning strike rate, this horse, but I really liked his three runs back this preparation. I think he's ticking over very nicely, and I've been waiting for this horse to get out to 1,800 metres on a good track. Now, we're on a good 4 at Hawkesbury at the moment, but I really think the good track's key to this horse's chances, and I do see that there's a high chance of rain there this morning and afternoon. So I wanted to mention him, but I think he's one of those that you wait. The race at 4:50, you open the tab app at around 4:30 and just check the weather conditions, because if it is, soft 6, soft 7, heavy 8, my confidence will definitely not be there with this horse. But if we do escape the rain, race 7, number 8, Chief Kidder, I think he's ticking over nicely, and I've been following him, and just think if he finds the right race, which I think he has today, at around the $7 mark, he can run a good race. I was hoping we'd get a bit better, but he's been 10s into 7s already, so a little bit of support there as well, race 7, number 8, Chief Kidder, if it doesn't rain.
Any price of winner there, race 7, number 8, and as you speak, we're getting our... Thanks, Brad, too. As you speak, Brad, we're getting our heaviest shower of rain of the morning here in Bonneville on the Coffs Coast.